Heading out back to minor league camp. Obviously, you got a really strong spring here. What do you feel like you showed just in front of the big league staff, coaches, and everything while you were here?
I just tried to have as much fun as possible, as my dad's always told me to do, and just tried to showcase what I can do. And I think it went pretty good. So now I'm headed back over to minor league camp and getting ready for AAA, pretty sure. So. Happy that I was able to be here. It's a humbling experience for me. Glad to got to watch a bunch of our major league club and just see how they interact in the clubhouse and watch them prepare for a game and things of that nature. So,
when they send you out this time, is there kind of a sense of, hey, you might not be that far away? Is it kind of a reassuring thing they might say to you as they're sending you out?
At the same time, yeah, I feel like I'm close, and at the same time, I got to keep working, got to keep getting better with all parts of my game. So,
what did you learn about yourself during these few weeks?
Being able to be on a field with a bunch of major leaguers like pretty much every day, it made me feel like I kind of belong there. I can do it. So that was great for me to be able to play against guys like, the other day we had Miguel Cabrera on the field at first base. He's got Melky, he's played 14 years. So just to be able to be on the field at the same time as him is pretty awesome.
Do you feel like you belong? belong with those guys?
Yeah, I feel like I definitely could do it. It's probably better for me to go to AAA first and get that seasoning in to face those type of pitchers, because they're going to throw different things at me. So it's definitely good for me to go there first.
Are there any specific areas that you'd like to improve when you get to AAA, or they would like you to work on?
For me, just continuing at the box, trying to produce hard contact, whether that be being aggressive early in the count or being able to hit off speed better. I feel like last year I was able to do that a little better, but I want to get a lot better at that. Defensively, just continuing the first step. I think that's a big thing for me at third, just continuing to get quicker with that first step and just positioning, learning the shifts, because we're pretty much across the league, they're starting to do that a lot, so just getting comfortable with that. Base running this year, I want to steal a few more bags, first to thirds, dirt ball reads, all that type of stuff. So,
how important was it to come in and perform well in your mind, just to make a good impression?
I think it's pretty important. First impressions are pretty big. Not only the way you play, just the way you go about it. I think that's one big thing with the Pirates, just who you are as a person, just how you carry yourself. So I think that's pretty important.
Is there anything they threw at you here in camp, whether it was a drill or a piece of ice or something, that was kind of new to you and it might have been especially helpful?
I wouldn't say anything too new. I mean, most of the stuff they do over here, we do on the minor league side, so nothing was too crazy. When we were at Pirate City, we used the K-Vest thing.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting. Got to kind of see how my body works whenever I'm hitting, so I think that's pretty cool. I don't know if we're going to be doing it over there with the minor league side, but that was pretty cool to see. That was one new thing that we worked with this year.
What about advice from guys around here, veterans? I mean, what'd you learn from them?
Pretty much just, I was more observing. I didn't really ask too many questions. I didn't want to be that guy, kind of, but just watching them before we'd even get out to stretch, just watching them kind of how, whenever they come in the clubhouse, kind of see what they do first, whether we go get training work, how they lift in the gym, just and what days they pick to lift and things of that nature. I'm a person that likes to observe and just watch, because I feel like you learn the most by watching. So,
was there anything that you
maybe opened your eyes when you saw these guys doing it, or you hadn't thought about doing it a certain way, but then you saw these major leaguers and it made sense?
I feel like during the work day, just a lot of them, they communicate with each other well, just giving each other feedback with each other about what they see with each other, whether it be their swing, what they're doing ground ball wise, or pop up wise, just watching them communicate with each other pretty well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.